a bit of the old and a bit of New Orleans and a bit of Memphis and a bit of what I did, all mixed. And that's what made it kind of new. Because I didn't want to do a retro record, because God knows I know about the retro thing.
It's true, Cyndi Lauper does know about the retro record. And for her new release, Memphis Blues, she recruited Alan Toussaint, Charlie Musselwhite, and B.B. King to help her learn about the blues. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Cyndi Lauper has a Grammy, one of the most successful albums of the 80s, and a Barbie doll. And after adding to her recording career with acting, scoring films, and Broadway work, few would have expected her next move to Memphis. Cyndi Lauper's 11th album is called Memphis Blues, and it features her interpretations of some blues classics with the help of some blues greats. And it's now up for a Grammy in the Best Traditional Blues Album category. Recently, Cyndi Lauper traveled uptown to the Bronx, where I got the scoop on why she went to Memphis and how she became a lead singer.
I started, nobody realizes that, in my cover band days, my first gig as a lead singer, because I was a background singer. I was the wrong everything. And I can't count to eight. I couldn't dance. So I was always falling, in the platform shoes. So they said, when they finally got a manager, the manager said, the only way I'm going to manage you is if you take the chick in the back that sings good but keeps falling when she's trying to dance and bring her up front and let her sing. And then the lead singer who danced well but sang slightly off, let him dance and sing in the background. And then they took away the three of us, and all of a sudden it was just me.
Hey, Pedro! Where you going? Early in the morning and I can't get right. Had a little date with my baby last night. Now it's early in the morning. Ooh, in the morning. That we used to go. Went to his house, but he don't live there no more. Now it's early in the morning. Ooh, in the morning. Hey, early in the morning, and I ain't got nothing but the blues.
So I actually did study in a jazz school, Lenny Tristano School of Jazz, and in Jamaica, Queens.
I know that guy.
And, I got thrown out, but they because I didn't want to quit my rock band. Uh-huh. I couldn't quit rock and roll. But I learned how to sing, listen to Billie Holiday, and that's how, and she taught me, and Betty Scott, her name was, that was a teacher, and she taught me so many things, how to stand in the center of the rhythm. And that came into play a lot as my music progressed and as I grew as a musician and a band leader. And especially when I was doing this music, going back, I wanted to begin again. Mm-hmm. So I knew to make it authentic, I had to go to Memphis. I had to cut ties and go just for a little bit. I had to go and be there. I wasn't going to go to Mississippi, because imagine me trying to drive in Mississippi. It would be terrible. So I can't parallel park, let's face it.
Well, I told my baby, oh, I left this town. Well, I told my baby, oh, I left this town. Don't you let nobody tear my playhouse down.
One and only Cyndi Lauper and live versions of Rollin' and Tumblin' and Early in the Morning. Her new album is Memphis Blues. Today's Take 5 was produced by Andrew Hirschman. Hear this and other sessions at WFUV.org.